Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
Hey, everybody.
Yes. What's going on?
Hear me?
What's going on? Yes, sir.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Wrestle Talk in the D. You got to forgive me. Today's my first day as a host. I'm Josh, and as always, we got a head of the table with us, Kay Vaughn. And maybe we might hear a little bit from Martez a little bit later if he feels up to it. How you doing, Kayvon?
I am doing wonderful, especially after watching Friday Night SmackDown. Ooh, man. Whew. Yeah.
Friday Night SmackDown was good. It was good. I think you called it pretty much earlier this week, though, when you said that was Paul Heyman kind of like double-sided, and, well, we found out this past Friday just exactly what side he's going to land on.
Yeah.
But SmackDown, all in all, was good. It was a good show. It was a good show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's interesting. You know, developments behind the scenes of wrestling these days. And one of them is a Twitter war between certain individuals that are loved by many and hated by many. But, you know, and that's the Twitter war between Darby Allin and Cora Jade. Mm-mm-mm. And do you know about this, Kayvon, or no?
No.
Oh, okay. I won't go into full specifics, but I'll say that at one point they both called each other fake, and, you know, it's funny because, well, hold on. All right, so Darby Allin said, you know, he's – he has a skateboard, but, you know, at least he's not a fake character on TV. And then Cora Jade said, at least she ain't got no allegations, and, you know, there's nothing fake about her, pretty much. And, you know, and he's a fake person. So, it's going to get heated, and it's going to get heated. What are your thoughts on the Twitter war between the two of them now that you've heard about it?
I mean, I just say it's a regular. To me, it's a regular war. It sounds like a regular war. You know, like they're testing each other. You know what I'm saying? Like testing the waters. And of course, this can lead up to be like a very good a promo for them. You know, just going, you know, taking shots. So once they get in the middle of that square circle and they start just going at each other, then everybody in the audience will be like, oh, wait a minute. They said this on Twitter. All right, so let us really tune in. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is there any topics you want to tackle tonight?
For the first time in forever, the Tribal Chief is gonna say everything off the dome on top of his head. So I'm just gonna say no for now until something hit me in my head.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, since this is a wrestling show, you know, we're going to keep pretty much everything all wrestling related. But Sammy Guevara is no longer engaged. And rumor has it he's not engaged because the person he was engaged to doesn't like the person he is becoming because of the wrestling world.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, yeah. You get what you get. It's an AEW star. They all got egos, so doesn't matter. But I will say one thing though. At the end of the day, I don't want nobody thinking excuse my language. Sorry, we're all heels on this show. We are not a mark for AEW. AEW, for all intents and purposes, is non-existent. Even though they are on TV, they still suck balls.
Oh yeah!
Did I hear you there, Martez?
Yeah, I'm on. Yeah, I decided to jump in and crash the show a little bit, real quick. Yeah, this is an interesting story because it seemed like he's like I've been reading this stuff all day on Facebook that he's linked with Taya Conte. Is that how you say her name? Taya Conte.
Taya Conte.
Even though he's supposed to be getting married, you know, I was hearing that. Him and her had something going on, so that was partly the reason him and his fiance broke things off. I don't think it's a I've never been married. I know you've been married. You know, I mean, I know you are married. So I don't.
Oh yeah, 13 years. I don't know if it's miserable or not.
Hey, 13 years, man. You deserve a badge of honor, man, or some kind of medal, because I know. That's a tough role sometimes, but it's a good one at the same time, from what I hear.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Don't get in trouble, man.
Shoot. And we got free reign of what we say on this show. Once the show ends, yeah, that's a different story. That ball and chain go right back around my ankle.
Right. Hey, but it just seems like Sammy, you know, he always finds himself in some hot water, you know, and I'm going to take the conversation a different way because, you know, he had that issue with Sasha Banks, what he said about her that he wants to rape her, you know. Not like rape. We know he just wanted to bank her, right? You know, he wanted to have sex with her. But he used the wrong words, you know. So that still hangs over his head. You know, he said a few other things that people – that he rubbed people the wrong way. I forgot what it was. And then now this, you know, him proposing to his potential wife in the ring, and now the marriage is off, and he's linked with Taya Conte. You know, so once again, Sammy Guevara is in some interesting water, interesting heat, if you will. I just think it's unfortunate. You know, I never want to see a marriage not go through. You know, that happened to me before. A marriage didn't go through. I proposed to somebody and it didn't go through. So I know how that feels. But it's unfortunate to say the least.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, I do have an ex-wife and there's a reason she's called an ex-wife, but that's a completely different show. So we won't even go there.
As far as Darby and what's her name again?
Cora Jade.
Cora Jade. I saw that. It's weird because I feel like that was bound to happen. You know, I didn't think those two would go head to head, but it was bound to be some kind of discussion about them too because they both have skateboards. You know, Darby Allin, from what I know, he's the first one to ever have a skateboard as a gimmick. Now, I think what she said, even though I'm team NXT, I'm team Corey Jade, you know, I think what she said, I think she went a little bit too far, you know, because you're innocent until you're proven guilty, and we don't know the facts about Darby Allin. But that was a good comeback. I just would have used something differently, you know, so
in terms of what she said back, I'm not really in support of that, you know, but she did clap back hard, I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
I think this is probably going to be the end of it, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing about, like, here's the thing about something like that. I mean, that stuff happens every day, and, you know, whether it be wrestling, entertainment, real life, whatever, I mean, that stuff happens every day. And I agree, the extent that she went was kind of harsh. Actually, not even kind of, it was harsh. I would have went a different route with it. But at the same time, this might be the only thing she's actually heard about him. So it could have been the only thing that she could have used, which still was tasteless, and I don't agree with it. But on the same hand, I do understand wanting to come back. But I agree. I would have used a different words.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Darby Allin get off calling her gimmick. What did he call it? Fake? Or what was he trying? What did he say about her? About the?
He said he has a skateboard, but at least he isn't a fake character on TV. Now, here's the funny thing. They're all actors that are in wrestling. They're all fake characters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Daniel Bryan was Daniel Bryan in WWE, and he's Bryan Danielson in AEW. And I'm like, hello, if I could change my name just like that, yeah, I'm a fake character.
Right.
And so, I mean, in essence, neither one of them have a good arguing point, because if they're both saying the other one's fake, hello, welcome to the world of wrestling. You're all fake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was kind of silly
opinion.
For him to even say. Yeah, I agree. That was kind of silly for him to even say that. Because they all are actors. Like, that argument or that shot doesn't even hold up. You know, it's like, that's an invalid shot because, like, when you take off that makeup and when you take off your gear, like, you're just a regular person. That's, I mean, part of him may be Darby Allin, but I can bet he's not 100% who he is on TV once the cameras are off and things of that nature. I can almost bet you that, man.
Well, see, here's the thing about Darby Allin. When he says she's a fake character, at least he's not a fake character on TV, well, if he's not a fake character, his tag team partner sure in the hell is. His name is Steve Borden, goes around wearing crow makeup and calls himself Sting.
Yeah. Right. Man.
Yeah.
Good point.
I don't know. But, I mean, I will go back, though. I agree with you. There are certain ways to go about promo and starting your beef wars and stuff like that. But bringing up stuff like that, I think should be, like, they're out of bounds. I think it should be. There's no way people should talk about stuff like that.
Yep. No way. No way whatsoever.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. There's a lot of juicy stuff going on that I just forgot about that I did want to mention whenever we did a show again. I didn't expect to do it tonight, but there's a lot of juicy stuff going on out there that I screenshotted. So I'm going to try to look for that while the show is on, see if we can talk about that. But, I know last night, I mean, I didn't get a chance to catch it live, but the Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman, like, I guess we kind of.
You
want to
talk about
that.
It.
Yeah.
He got hype on that. You want to talk about it.
Yeah. Kayvon is risen. He's risen like Jesus now. But check this out. This is what I don't get. I thought this was a face turn for Roman. But then I went back and watched it again. I'm like, this can't be a face turn for Roman because Brock basically came out and saved Paul Heyman and the fans were cheering him. You know?
Hold on.
Wrong?
It wasn't just – no, you're not wrong, but it wasn't just Brock. It was Farmer Brock.
Yeah, right, KP.
Farmer,
yeah.
Saskatchewan, Canada. Sure. Yeah. No, go on,
well,
Kevin. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, you good. You good. At this rate, I'm actually kind of glad that the way Roman Reigns handled that situation. He, you know, comforts Paul saying, yeah, you know, thank you for 40 years of your service to my family and your fire. And then turn on, I hit him with a Superman punch. Listen, that was the hypest I have ever been. And I didn't catch it live, but that was the hypest I've been. I was like, yes, in Paul Heyman. That's right. Take that chair. Take another chair. Two. And then until, you know, Brock Lesnar came out, I was like, okay, here we go again. Come on, Brock. Come on. And see, what I was hoping for was, you know, since, you know, he's dressed in a farmer, I don't know the right word, but anyway, he was dressed like he just came back from a farm. I was expecting some, like, farm music, you know, that would have really been great. But, you know, Brock Lesnar got in there, and I'm like, okay, we got the Beast, but not really. But then we got the Tribal Chief. We got, you know, the head of the table, number one. So, hey, in my book, they should have did that a long time ago. Paul Heyman, now I know where he sits at. Paul Heyman cannot be trusted with no one except for his advocate, Brock Lesnar. Shoot, I don't even know why he went Brock. Brock tried to end him. But, hey, it is what it is. I'm just glad Roman Reigns handled that situation when he did with a Superman punch and almost ended the life of Paul Heyman. Well, on TV, you know.
But the two things I want to ask Kayvon, Josh, who's going to hand Roman his belt now? Like, before he gets into the ring, who's going to hand him the belt to lift up?
Oh, man. Someone done went off the script.
Right.
No. You know what? That's a good question. Now, yeah, I don't have an answer for that.
I might have an answer for that one. Two guys pop in my head. One, Jey Uso. You know, he held up both championship belts, his belt and Roman Reigns. Another person that pops in mind is Drake Maverick. I know he got released by the WWE, but if you guys go back and y'all watch his little video that he posted, at the end of the video, somebody called him, and he started smiling. So I'm like, that could have been Roman Reigns calling him saying, listen, this is about to go down. I need you to be right there. And, well, it just so happens Paul Heyman now is out of the bloodline. So, I mean, you can drag Mr. Drake Maverick up in there and, you know, he can hold the belt. Or, you know, Roman Reigns can, you know, always call me. You know, I'll be right there, you know.
Yeah. Hey.
That's an interesting thought.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting thought.
And it came out, what is farm music?
Green Acres is the place for me.
the song says, you know, I'm gonna take the something back to the old time road, and I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
Oh yeah,
that to me is
okay.
Yeah.
I think I knew that. I think I was just trying to test you out, you know.
Y'all crazy.
I know.
Shoot. Yeah, no, it's so the rumor mill has been going really crazy this week about wrestling, and one of the rumors is there's belief behind the scenes that Sami Zayn has already signed a contract with the WWE, and they just have not announced it yet. And if that's so, what are you guys' thoughts on that?
Can you repeat that?
You want to go first?
I want you to go first so I can process this.
Okay. Well, if that's in fact true, you know, it seems like all indications is that he was going to resign with them. And I didn't hear anything, but I had that feeling that he was going to resign with them. I think it's good. You know, I think a lot of these wrestlers are realizing that jumping ship is not really all that fruitful. You know, it's easy for people to think, hey, we go over to AEW and things will get better, or I'm going to get this, I'm going to get that. But I think people are starting to realize, hey, WWE might be the best option for me financially, schedule-wise. You know, it's a lot of factors that go into it. So I think them keeping Sami Zayn is a huge get. I think at some point Sami Zayn is going to break through and they're going to give him a great push that he deserves because he does everything that they ask him to do, in my opinion. He does the silly stuff. He does the things that make him look stupid. You know, he gets beat up. And Sami Zayn is a high-caliber performer. He's a high-caliber performer, and he could be doing so much more important things. But I think his day will come. I think they will reward him for being loyal to the company in a time where people are not really loyal to the company anymore. They're loyal to the latest flavor of the month, which is AEW. So I think it's a huge move. I think it'll be a huge signing to keep both Sami and KO. And I think KO re-signing, it's probably going to create an atmosphere where more people may re-sign with WWE.
All right.
Well, I got to say that Sami Zayn, of course, should stay where he's at. You know, we all have talked about AEW so bad to where now it's like, I mean, I got some old jokes about AEW. I mean, don't get me wrong, but, you know, since we're not on the topic of AEW right now, Sami Zayn should stay where he's at. All the people, all the wrestlers in AEW that, you know, I can't even say jump ship, but since they got released by WWE, they just went on to AEW. I think a lot of them is starting to regret that. And with KO, like I said, KO seen a bullet coming, and he dismissed it like Matrix. Yeah, if y'all know the scene I'm talking about, y'all some super goats. Kevin Owens dodged the bullet, and he stuck with WWE. Although WWE, you know, all the bad bookings, and you know, all the bad things WWE didn't put out there for Kevin Owens, and all the good things that they put out there for KO and Sami, and they still with the company. That shows how dedicated they are to WWE. So I say, you know, leave them right where they at, you know, I hope things get better for them. For AEW, not so much. Just saying. I'm just saying. Just put that out there.
So here's a question for you guys. In your opinion, your own personal opinions, who has been the wrestler of the year? Like, if you can give the employee of the year to any WWE superstar right now, that has gone above and beyond, done everything. I mean, pretty much just they laid it out and that person did it, whether it be in the women's division or the men's division. Who do you think was the employee of the year for the WWE?
I'm going to take the lead on this one, Martez, and then you can go. The employee of the year, people have said different wrestlers not knowing. This one, of course, they put his storyline out there. he grabbed it, he ran with it, he made all of us, it was a tearjerker when he announced it, and then he came back and just destroyed everybody. And of course, and see, this is why this manager hired me, because I can hype his head up real, real. This man is known as your current Universal Champion, and of course, he will still be your Universal Champion until he decides to leave, which won't be until 2003. Yes, somebody on this show did tell me that, and I read about it. He's known as the head of the table. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, he's undefeated right now. At day one, he'll be facing Brock Lesnar, and I hope, I don't hope. He will win and retain Roman Reigns. He is the superstar of the year. He took the ball, he ran with it, although WWE has done some wicked things with his career, but, hey, he took it and he ran with it. So he is definitely the superstar of the year.
Oof. It's me.
Martez?
I got disconnected, so I just connected back into the show. I didn't get the newest topic that you guys are talking about.
Oh, who is the superstar of the year for the WWE, whether it be male or female, what in your own personal opinion?
Looking at the resumes of everybody, hands down, it's Roman Reigns. You know, I think the case is closed that it's Roman Reigns. It's Roman Reigns by a landslide. You know, at the top of the year, you could have added Bianca Belair to it. You could have added Bobby Lashley maybe to it, but Roman Reigns has held it down for this. He's held it down this year. He's been phenomenal. This new persona, he has given him more legs, if you will. You know, he's the biggest thing in professional wrestling. Period. In Martinez's opinion, he's the top entity in professional wrestling today. So, Roman Reigns, he's the top superstar of the year.
Okay, this is where I'm going to become the heel. I don't deny that Roman Reigns has had one hell of a year. I will give him that. He deserves to be up there, and that's why he's my number two.
Ooh.
But my number one has done stuff, even though he's not prominently showcased on WWE TV all the time and stuff like that. But my number one, he came out, he puts smiles on people's faces, he makes people laugh. He's the only one who made Brock Lesnar break character in the ring on national TV. That was way back in January. You guys know who I'm talking about, right? We talking R-Truth.
Yes,
that dude, he runs with whatever ball they give him, whether it be a ping pong ball or a football. He runs with it.
Yeah.
But with all due respect, because Roman Reigns, like I say, he's my number two, but I just hold R-Truth at a different level than Roman Reigns, because Roman Reigns, hey, the dude comes and he crushes everybody. I get it.
Yeah.
R-Truth comes, he wins, he loses, he does it with a smile, he makes you laugh, he can make you cry from laughing. He hasn't made me cry, no one's made me cry yet, but still, hint, hint. But anyhow, it's R-Truth all the way. If he's not your guys' top, he has to at least be in your top three.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I got to give you credit because you made a gutsy call when you picked R-Truth, because you're not really wrong, you know. A few years ago, I said R-Truth should win the Royal Rumble because he's one of the top people, you know. They laughed at me when I said it on the show, but I feel like R-Truth is somebody that could have won the Royal Rumble, but I know I was delusional at the time, but No, I got to respect you because you made a gutsy decision. That kind of reminds me, I don't know if you all watch other sports like football or basketball, but the coach that wins the championship doesn't always win coach of the year. You know, it's that person that that has taken a 14 loss team and took it, gave them 40 wins. Okay, it's that kind of coach that he might not have won a championship, but he has improved a bad team. So that's what reminds me of our truth. That those things are similar, if I can say my words correctly. But yeah, I want to say our truth is he's the man. You know, he's somebody WWE should lock down forever. You know, because he's a company man in the highest form. Yeah, ultimate six man.
Yeah. I mean, he's the only one to come in a Royal Rumble match, put a ladder in the ring, and climb it, and think there's a Money in a Bank briefcase up there. I'm like, this. They got him playing so stupid, it can't help but make you laugh.
Right. What I loved about the pandemic is I used to remember watching Raw Talk. You know, he used to host it with Charlie Caruso at the time, and everybody that they interviewed tried so hard not to laugh. If y'all go back and watch some of the shows, like, R-Truth is that funny. Like, I remember Shayna Baszler almost broke and laughed. And Nia Jax almost broke and laughed. MVP almost broke and laughed. Like, R-Truth is that guy, man, and they should never let him go. And I think he's a WWE lifer forever.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm going to say this because this is on my bucket list. I don't care what order this falls in, but either before or after I'm in a tag team with Roman Reigns, before he leaves or whenever, I at least want to do a show with R-Truth or even just to be his tag team partner and just try not to break character. Especially with him and Crazy K. Oh my God. Whoo.
All right, so we got seconds left on the show.
Okay. Go ahead. I ain't saying nothing.
Yeah, we got about 90 seconds left of the show. You guys, any last thoughts or anything you want to talk about or maybe talk about next show?
I want to talk about Eric Bischoff saying that Becky Lynch is the best character in wrestling today. I want to talk about that.
You want to talk about that now? Start it now or just next show?
Oh, next show.
Go ahead,
Martez.
Go ahead,
finish. I'm done. I was going to say, unless y'all trying to go another 10 more minutes.
How would we do that?
I kind of got the power over here to extend the time, you know.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Extend it. I ain't got nothing to do tonight.
I can extend it 15 more minutes. Now, I usually don't like to do shows on Saturday nights because I got church in the morning. That's my thing. But,
I do too. But, you know, listen.
It's all good.
Okay. Of course, next show, this is what I'm hoping for, you know, for us to dive down into this Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar and Paul, the bloodline. I want us to, like, really dive down into that and just go all out. And, of course, we can't forget about AEW now. You know, we got to come back with that AEW.
We can't forget about who?
AEW.
So are we creating a segment each week where we talk about AEW? It might not be in the most colorful. I mean, it might not be in the most happy way, but we should just create a segment devoted to us not liking AEW.
Let's call it Dog in AEW.
Dog in AEW.
Shoot. I'm down with that.
Are we going an extra 10, 15 minutes or?
Yeah, we go, let's see. 10 minutes. Yeah, 10 minutes. So we'll be done at 11:36.
All right, then let's start dogging the AEW.
Yeah. What about that? Did we talk about that 60-minute time limit match?
That oh my god! Draw? That match. Everyone's like, that match was so great. That match was like animal anus.
What?
Yeah, that match sucked animal anus. I don't want to. I'm gonna use the proper terminology because I don't want to get banned.
I think that's worse than what you could have said. The ASS word.
Oh my bad. I mean, all right, come on. Let's face it. You got 2 1-hour time limits with the same guy in being Bryan Danielson, who has never in the history of his career had a time limit draw match, ever. But yet, his first match against Kenny Omega, a draw. His match against Adam Page, a draw. But yet, you're going to let someone like Christian, the creepy little bastard, who has no business being in the same category as Bryan Danielson, beat Kenny Omega in 27 minutes. You can't put out a legit show when you have that crap going on.
Yeah. You can't. You know, and this is why people like Jimmy Cornette, like, slams them the way he slams them, because there's so many holes in their game. You know, they come off like they're the greatest thing since sliced bread, but they really are, they're not that good. They're not as good as they think they are, you know, and I think that was silly to even call that as a draw. You know, to make that as a draw, it's disappointing. I didn't even see the match, you know, but I think it's a disappointing end to a match. I don't care how good it was, because people are raving about it. Some people say it was a great match, but that's not how you want a match to end. You know, we need a winner. We live in a world where we need winners, you know. We need winners and we need losers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but their time limit draws is kind of like WWE's Iron Man match. But at least in WWE's Iron Man match, you've got different pinfalls and submissions here and there. When's the last time WWE had, or actually, when's the last time any other federation other than AEW has had a time limit draw?
I don't remember.
I rest my case.
Another thing I don't like is this ranking system. It's cool to be different. Don't get me wrong. It's cool to be different. It's cool to go against the norm, right? But I don't get this ranking system whatsoever. I don't follow it. You know, it just – I don't get it, man. I don't get it. I want somebody to help me out because I don't like it.
Oh, I'm right there with you. I don't like it either. So that's telling me that if I was under contract with AEW, if they say you win 20 matches, you get a title match, okay, then I have no business being in a title match if I've never wrestled a champion.
Exactly.
Just saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, let's look at the logistics of Daniel Bryan or Daniel Bryan, whatever you want to call him. He has had, this year alone, he has had 17 matches in AEW and 17 matches in WWE. Now in WWE, 16 of those matches were with four of the same wrestlers. In AEW, 16 of those matches were with different wrestlers. He's won every single match except for the matches where he's fought Kenny Omega and Adam Page. But over WWE, he beat Roman Reigns before. He's beaten all the top people over in WWE. So you're saying to me that Kenny Omega and Adam Page are on the same level as a Roman Reigns? Kayvon, I know you got something to say.
Well, knowing the fact that I don't really care for AEW like that, especially the 60-minute match. And this is the thing. To everybody listening, Kayvon and Jody don't watch AEW, just to fill y'all in. So I didn't watch this 60-minute match that what was the two guys' names again? I know one of them was Kenny Omega, another one was who?
Adam Page.
Adam Page, thank you. Just listening to this, well, you're right. You know, whoever it was, they beat Roman. Yeah, that's cool and all. But then again, you're talking about Kenny Omega and Adam Page. They might not be, you know, cut from the same scarf or whatnot. But, hey, when they put words to pads, papers, whatever, just like I said, just listening to y'all, it was a draw. I would rather watch football and basketball. And to some of y'all, I am not no sports fan. I treat sports just like I treat AEW. I fall asleep on it. I wake up probably the last segment of the game just because I don't really care about it like that. So to say that I would watch a whole sports game just to swerve the 60-minute matchup, that's big. That's big for me. I would sit there and watch a whole basketball and football game with people that really like the sport. Because I don't really care for that match. I don't really care if somebody beat Roman. Because at this point, people have told me, yeah, you know, so-and-so beat Roman. I said, which version? They said the old one. Okay, cool. I don't care for the old version. If they're talking about this version, okay, now we got something to talk about. The old version, yes, I was a fan of. Now that he has the tribal chief persona, the big dog Roman can leave, you know what I'm saying, or until he returns. But that's him. This is now. Hangman, Anyway, Adam Page and Kenny Omega, listen, that's them in the ring. That's the past and the present. You collide. Yeah, of course you're going to get a draw, but it's like, y'all done beat people up, so what? Y'all on the same strength now? Y'all, whoo, man. Let me guess, God sprinkled his strength onto y'all too tonight, so it's a draw. Okay, yay, goody. Next.
All right, so in other words, Kayvon, if you watch AEW, people should be aware because it makes you form narcolepsy.
Yes.
I ain't gonna lie, I do get tired watching that crap too, but still. Hey Martez, can you name one positive thing about AEW?
That is honestly, I'm happy that they're around. I'm not going to lie. I'm happy that they're here. I'm happy that we have a second option. We have we have somebody that we can take shots at, you know. I'm happy they are around. I mean, it's no fun with just WWE being around, in my opinion. But that don't mean I like AEW. I like Jay Cargill before she said the crap that she said. I thought she was she's not the best in the ring, but I just thought I liked her promos and things of that nature. That's about it.
Yeah, for me it was Britt Baker, but I'm kind of like, you know, yeah, it's impressive what she's doing, but on the same hand, it's like I see she's one-dimensional. I can't stand one-dimensional wrestlers. They come in there, they do the same thing over and over. They don't never try to reinvent themselves. And then it's like, okay, who's next? You lost. Okay, who's next? You lost. I mean, I get tired of that. AEW to me is like Prozac. It's just like Prozac. And I would rather be an animal putting, you know, like, yeah, I just, no. I don't want to use that analogy. That's a bad analogy. But still, I would rather sit through listening to my wife sing a cappella and she can't sing for crap than watch AEW.
Oh, man.
Don't worry, she's standing here right next to me right now, so.
I'm going to say, you're digging yourself a hole, you know.
Oh, no, I done dig that hole a long time ago, my friend. I'm just, you know, slowly digging it, you know, digging myself into it.
I feel you, I feel you.
Now, that is a good question, Josh. What is something positive on AEW? It puts you to sleep. It puts you to sleep early. It gets you up in the morning for church, work. You know, you will get a real good rest as soon as you get done watching AEW. Actually, now, like, as soon as you put it on, I want to say 5 minutes into the show, you might fall asleep. And when I say might, you will. Trust me, it happened to me. Except for it didn't take 5 minutes. It only took two. Just saying. Hey, I'm just saying.
Well, I tell you this. If I had a choice of AEW or watching a daytime soap opera for a month straight, I'm going to learn all about that daytime soap opera because I am not watching AEW for a month straight.
It's just hard, man. It's really hard. I've only watched like two episodes from start to beginning since they've been around AEW. It's hard.
Oh yeah.
Hard.
Okay. Wait a minute. I can name one thing about AEW that is really good.
What's that?
When the episode is over.
Oh, you trying to draw some heat, man. You trying to draw some mega heat.
Hey, we the heels of this industry, my friend.
That's right. I wouldn't have it no other way. No other way. I was thinking about this, that we got to do a fun show like this. Please, maybe next show we can do this, because I put a post about this a few years ago on Facebook, and I thought about it because one of my family members made me mad this week. And I'm like, it's time for me to go heel. I mean, it's time for me to go heel in life. Because sometimes people can just, they may try to play you because you're nice, you know, and they really don't understand, like, you can snap on them at any moment. So I would love for us to have a show when we talk about when is it a good time to go heel in life, you know. Whether it's on people, whether it's at your job, like, when is it a good time to go heal?
I lived that yesterday with them three homeless dudes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, we definitely. Hey, let's talk about that Tuesday, too. Let's not forget about that. I want to hear all about that.
Ah, shoot. I could tell you all about it all day long.
Hey,
I'll just give you a snippet. Oh, yeah. Oh, most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you a little snippet, mm-hmm. though. My wife was on the phone with the police,
mm-hmm.
and she said, there's no need to hurry. That's your snippet.
What was that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it's... all day long.
Hey, guys, listen. We do more than just talk wrestling on this show. We beat up homeless. No, I shouldn't say it like that. No, we do more than just talk wrestling on this show. We beat up people that try to beat up us. You know, I was going to say you beat up homeless people, but that don't sound right, you know, when people don't let a concert.
We don't just talk wrestling. We live wrestling. Literally, when people try to invade your turf. There we go.
I'm about to piggyback on what you said. You said we don't beat up homeless people. Listen, the day after, look, I'm going to give y'all a pass. if a homeless person is saying something good about AEW, you all have the tribal chief's permission to go heal, and you better do something for that. You better get somebody else. But hey, yo, can you be a ref for a minute? They ring that bell. That's the only time y'all can go rogue is if they start saying some good stuff about AEW. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thank you for giving us the clearance, because there's some homeless people that I can't stand downtown in Detroit. So I hope they bring up AEW.
You know where Grand Circus Park is, right?
Oh, man, I'll have to pray for you if you work over there, man, because that's the worst of the worst, in my opinion. But, yeah, I know what that's like.
I work in the underground garage.
No. No way.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm right there in the thick of things.
Man, it's the hood over there, man. That one little spot. Ah, man, I got to give you credit.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. Yesterday, there could have been some body slams, some choke holds, mm-hmm. some back body drops. There definitely was a clothesline. But yeah. It was funny. I'll have to tell you all about it Tuesday, because we probably don't have enough time tonight.
No, it doesn't matter, Josh. When we're supposed to get out of here, we never get out of here. So, time doesn't even matter no more, but on a serious note, we're going to try to get out of here, because I got to get my mind ready for service in the morning. Another good show. We're missing Dominic. Dominic, man, where are you, man? Like, you're missing out on the fun, but I know he's working and stuff. But I want to thank Josh, Kayvon, you know, holding the show down. You know, the show is getting better and better. We got a lot of things in store. Josh and his wife, they got the merch and stuff coming together for us. We're going to try to pull off a show across from LCA, you know. We're going to try to do our best to do what we do and do it our way. This is Wrestle Talking to D with Josh, Dominic, Kayvon, and Martez. Open Talk 313 The Flash. Have a good night, everybody.
Yes, sir.
Peace.